Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. After talking about halal income and the dangers of not taking care about how we earn our money and how spiritually polluting an impure and illegitimate income would be, there are different kinds of ways of earning money and different types of methods of expenditures and ways of spending. And I think the one important thing for us to always remember that I'm going to be repeating frequently is to remember two important points that we can see that are frequently mentioned in our religion, Islam. Number one is balance. Number two is rida and being happy and content with what you have. Balance, as the Quran says, don't lock your hand as a fist tight to your neck. Yani, don't be greedy. And don't open your hand all the way, which means don't be careless when it comes to, or reckless when it comes to money issues. Have balance. When it comes to content, when it comes to rida, be happy with what you have. Stop looking over the fence. Stop always comparing yourself to someone who is financially higher than you. In that case, you're always going to be eating yourself from with inside. You're always going to be miserable, you know. And then those other very evil kind of inside, batani, evil traits start to appear. The most dangerous of them is greed. The most dangerous of them is hasad and enviness. And of course that becomes, you know, the worst of worst when it comes to you as a human being.
Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, the author of the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment.
There are many lessons
of the book
by those prophets. And
eat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli speaks about the different types of earning of an income and expenditures or ways of how we are able to have a livelihood. And I'm just going to be reading them very, very quickly so we can get a general understanding of what has been mentioned by Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Number one is farming and the merit and virtue of farming. We know that Ahlul Bayt salamullahi alayhi, especially Imam Ali alayhi salam, especially Imam Hassan salamullahi alayhi, they were very famous in their livelihood being based off of farming. And there are many adab, many etiquettes that are related to farming, what to farm, what not to farm, how to take care of your agriculture and cultivation and things like that, especially in the area of huquq, especially in the ad'iyah, the supplications that we are able to see from Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam that speak about fruit, that speak about cultivation, that speak about, you know, what you are able to say, what you should say at the time of planting and all these other things. Number two is cattle. And we know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and other anbiya were known as being shepherds. And they had an interest in that. And there are of course, explanations for that, that if they were able to master the act of being a shepherd or managing a group of a herd of sheep, for example, they would. That was a way of introducing them in how they are able to manage human beings and people. So it kind of like gives us that skill. And number three is business and transaction. Again, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, Sayyidah Khadija salamullahi alayha, in the area of tijara, in the area of business and buying and selling and things like that. There is one interesting hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam. He says, "Inna ma'ayish al-khalq khamsa." There are five ways of livelihood for creation. One of them is al-tijara. One of them is business, in business. And of course, there are also important issues, important fiqhi issues related to tijara that we need to know about if we are in this field. So if you are in the area of planting and farming and cultivation, you need to know the ahkam for that. If you are in the area, in the field of cattle, you need to know the ahkam for that. If you're in the field of business, then you need to know the ahkam for that. Here, we're not talking about the fiqhi rulings. Here, we're talking about the adab. What are the etiquette? What is the mannerism? What are the adab that need to be observed when it comes to tijara and business? Of course, for example, one of the things that Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli says when it comes to always remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keeping Allah in front of you all the time, whenever you're involved in a business transaction, whenever you're buying something or selling something. Also have that honor of remembering that you need to do something with pride. For example, national pride. Purchase something that's locally made. Always try to support and endorse people in your network, in your community. Make sure that that becomes, you know, your concern. Be truthful, for example, is another mannerism that is important. Be simple. Never swear to God, "Oh, but wallahi, this is how much I bought it for. Wallahi, I'm going to lose." Stay away from that. You know, there are some people who say, "Will Quran this, will Quran that." No, that's something that should always be avoided and bad to do. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams, hear the children scream.
That was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.